Good afternoon. I'd like to first start with the injuries report. JerMichael Finley had a knee sprain. He'll be a long shot to go this week. We're going to give him the full week to take a shot at it. So he'll be in a very limited fashion this week. Derek Martin had a hamstring strain. He'll probably miss some practice time this week. And then Brett Swain will have season-ending knee surgery. Very unfortunate for Brett on his injury yesterday in Cleveland. With that, I'll take your questions. Correct. Well, that's what we're working through right now. The personnel department is looking at their options, and we'll probably make a decision here in the next 24 hours. He's still in the class, just to classify him as a couple more weeks. That's what Pat feels. He's making good progress, and he's probably a couple weeks away. No, we'll acquire another receiver, definitely. Definitely, yeah. Jake Allen's a definite possibility. Dr. McKenzie has cleared Mark Tauscher, so he'll be a full participant this week, and we'll evaluate Mark as far as how he how he fits into our plan, and same will be true for Amon Green. Did I feel worse after the game? Well, we had the test this morning, so I mean that's really where the most information comes out of for Dr. McKenzie and the medical staff to make a true evaluation. It's always different with every player. I mean, sometimes it's clear cut as far as what the doctor's opinion is of the seriousness of the injury, but sometimes you're dealing with a player that's never been hurt before. Sometimes you're dealing with a player that's been hurt numerous times and the medical staff has history with. So really there's a lot of variance between every diagnosis and how the doctors feel after each game. Confidence? Oh, our confidence is high, and it damn well should be. We're growing as a football team. We're coming forward with the targets we're trying to hit. I think we're definitely, from a preparation standpoint, it's looking the way you want it to look week in and week out. We're going through an injury phase right now, which most teams in the league are, which is very normal coming up on the halfway point in the season. So we feel like we're building each week, getting better, growing. Guys are stepping up with their opportunities. I think Spencer Havner is an excellent example of that yesterday. So we feel very, very good about ourselves as a football team. Well, Spencer Havner, really, his opportunity, like you said, being here for those 3 years, when we were coming out of the spring evaluation, we're putting in a new defense. So he's learning the inside linebacker position and was doing a very good job. But he's always been such a very good utility player, both on special teams and even what happens during the season. A lot of times for teams is you may have a practice squad linebacker on your team, but he also plays tight end in the drill. So he's always shown the ability to play, both sides of the ball. And just going through the personnel in the spring, we just felt we need to create an opportunity to try to get Spencer on the 53. And the opportunity was created with him playing both tight end and linebacker and trying to be a core special teams player. He definitely took advantage of that in the preseason. I thought his special teams play was definitely exemplary. Coming off of the way he played those last three or four games when he was up on our 53-man roster to finish the last season. So we just felt he's an instinctive football player, and he's a young man that's taking full advantage of his opportunities. I mean, you love to see guys like Spencer have success, and that was what went on there yesterday. Kevin, the referee, was right on it. He said the ball, hit the turf. I mean, he's right there. We even watched it again this morning on the tape. I mean, he's standing right on top. No one had a better view than he did, and he was decisive with the call. So his explanation was the ball hit the turf and then the pylon. And I know it looked, because I thought the same thing. The pylon just popped out. You thought it was a touchback, but that was not the case. So it's part of the end zone. I thought TJ played well. I thought he played very well in the run game. He had some opportunities in the pass protection that he did a good job in. He had a couple of opportunities, particularly things that he hasn't seen, schematically and from a technical standpoint that he'll learn from. So I was very pleased with TJ's performance. I'm sorry? Just meeting with the medical staff, Chad. Chad made a lot of progress last week. We're going to probably take him through the rehab part of it Wednesday and Thursday and see if he can go on Friday. That's our plan for the week, and how he responds to that will obviously give us the path and try to get him ready for the game. The way we're planning, and just the way you go about it every Monday is, we're planning to play the game with the individuals to finish the game. He could come off of the Friday extensive work that he had, felt good, had a chance to visit with Spitz before the game. He's going to get some more tests tomorrow, but I think hopefully he's out of the woods. Low back issues are always a little different, so we'll see where he is come Wednesday. As far as the health of these guys, that's the priority. Just like I said, we're the people we finish the game with, that'll be the starting point for us on our game planning tonight and tomorrow. You're talking about the actual football game or the hype? I'm not sure. So the media relations aspect of it, how do we handle it last time? I didn't see the grade. I mean, do we do okay there? I know we lost the game, but yeah, I think our players do a very good job of handling, the extracurricular activities and the emphasis around every football game. It is unique. There's no question about it. I thought they did a very good job last time the week of the Monday night game. I thought they were very focused. We had a quality week. Now, as far as the actual game, every game's a little different. Their team's a little different than they were 3 weeks ago, no different than we are, especially with the health reports on both sides. So, we'll prepare like we always do, and we'll have a good plan for our players, and we'll go through a great week, and we'll be ready to go Sunday. Media moron. You said that now. That's okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody heard that. No, I don't. I don't know why we'd go about it any differently. We'd like to spend more time with the media, but Jeff only lets us in there so long. So, the schedule's still the same. We're not changing the schedule. We'll look at their game today. So, we're ready to get on to Minnesota today. So, we won't change our practice schedule. We won't change anything. I'm sure that's happened before. I don't feel that way. I think there's definitely a lot of positives in the football game up there on Monday night that we'll definitely take away from it, and we'll definitely try to establish that again. And there's definitely the things you don't want to do again. So as far as the negatives that went on, but they're a good football team. We're a good football team. I think it's going to be a hell of a game. We're an improved football team. We've improved the last 2 weeks, and that's really what my focus is on. We're 4-2. We won two games that we felt that we were a better team than our opponent. That's what you're supposed to do. So, but more importantly, you have to improve. Confidence is a big part of this business. Our confidence has definitely grown. It's a plan, you know, a preparation. It's a perform, and it's a correction mindset. And I think our team's done a very good job with that. Well, I'm not going to sit here and talk about specifics of the game plan, but Dom and I met this morning. We had a chance to watch the game, the Cleveland game, and then after that we spoke about our plan going forward with the Vikings. So that process has already started. You know, and every game's different. I mean, you may think it, you know, you may have did something last week that you're going to do it again today. That's not necessarily true. That's the challenge of this business. That's why you play the games. The games are not played on stat sheets. It's played on the football field. So we definitely feel like we have some advantages. Number one, starting with playing in Lambeau Field. So those are the things that we'll focus on and make sure that we're, you know, utilizing all our assets. Well, we've been able to, you know, shut down our opponent the last 2 weeks with the run and make him one-dimensional, and that's always a starting point. Anytime you're able to be one-dimensional on offense, you're playing uphill. So that'll be a starting point. But yeah, you want to stop the run and shut down the pass every week. And Adrian Peterson and Favre definitely, you know, present a big challenge for us. I think their perimeter is really playing very well. You know, Rice has been extremely productive at the wide receiver spot. So, I mean, all this stuff factors into your game planning. I mean, just like when he came back, you know, Tari's a starter. He's been here since day one with the installation of the defense. The communication has definitely picked up since he's been back. We've improved. I think it's a big part of us improving as a defense. You know, those guys are coming together. They're playing with a ton of confidence. Our defense has a ton of confidence, and, you know, rightfully so. But definitely Tari has contributed to that. The challenge for us to get turnovers off the Vikings is every week. You know, we're number one in the National Football League in turnover ratio. It's something that we put an emphasis on. I'm sure like everybody does in this league. We're doing an excellent job taking away football, and we're doing an excellent job with the giveaways. I think we're second in the league in takeaways, second or third in takeaways, and I think we're first in giveaways. We practice it every day, and it's always nice when you see your training show up on Sundays. So that won't change this week. I think the first thing for Ryan was, you know, 2 weeks in a row we were able to get him up over plus 20 attempts. That helps any running back, just the ability to get into a rhythm, you know, stay on your course, trust your reads, not try to make things happen, you know, let things happen. And I thought he did a good job of that. I thought he really ran on time. I thought the pace of the way we played as far as the fit between our run blocking and the path and the course of the back we were much better this week than we were last week. And those are the things you look for when you talk about continuity and timing. That doesn't always reference just the passing game, also reference the run game. So it's got to fit together, and I think we took a big step this week, and obviously the way Ryan ran the ball is a big part of it.